Hi, turning back the clock on July 7, the day in 1883 when Pinocchio by Carlo Lorenzini was first published, recreated many times over the years and made into a Disney classic.
I'm a real boy!
You're alive!
And you are a real boy!
Yay!
It's the anniversary of the day that sliced bread was first sold in 1928. The best thing since wrapped bread.
Otto Frederick Rohwedder had an idea to build a machine that could slice bread. He designed a machine that not only sliced the bread, but wrapped it.
A day of firsts, color television was first broadcast in the U.S. in 1950.
I marvel at their accomplishment in bringing into focus principles of radio, optics, electronics, photography, chemistry, to make color television practical.
Elvis Presley was played on the radio for the first time on this day in 1954.
Well, that's all right, Mama. That's all right for you.
Boris Becker became the youngest player to win the men's title at Wimbledon, aged just 17 in 1985. And while we're at Wimbledon, it's the anniversary of Leighton Hewitt's victory in 2002, defeating David Nalbandian. Special birthday at the top of today's list, Ringo Starr turns 80. The Beatles drummer was due to tour this year to celebrate his 80th, but that tour was cancelled due to the pandemic.
Peace and love, everybody, peace and love.
Bill Odie from The Goodies turns 79.
The builders put it there before they went in.
Then they're not making any noise in there at all.
Oh, no, no. No, it's all on the tape.
And AFL great Michael Voss celebrates his 45th birthday. He captained the Brisbane Lions to their three straight flags and went on to coach the side in 2008.
He's gone the roost.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Finally, actress Carmen Duncan was born on this day in 1942, died aged 76 in 2019. Carmen, the older sister of fellow actress Paula Duncan, was in a country practice before moving to the US and starring in the soap Another World.
Well, 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 look who's back. Our intrepid leader with her equally intrepid companion.
Remembering Carmen Duncan on July 7.